Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made firm.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord?
Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When your Son was unjustly condemned, Lord God, and surrounded by the impious, he cried to you and you set him free. Watch over your people as the treasure of your heart, and guide their steps along safe paths that they may see your face.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear.
Your Savior hastens on his way.
Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way. Come and see the works of God. Tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod. Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your king will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, in the death and resurrection of your own Son, you brought us through the waters of baptism to the shores of new life. By those waters and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you have given each of us consolation. Accept our sacrifice of praise. May our lives be a total offering to you, and may we deserve to enter your house and there with Christ praise your unfailing power.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Hear the word of the Lord, all you nations.
Proclaim it to the ends of the earth.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. See, upon the palms of my hands I have written your name. Your walls are ever before me. Your rebuilders make haste, as those who tore you down and laid you waste go forth from you. Look about and see, they are all gathering and coming to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall be arrayed with them as with adornments. Like a bride you shall fasten them on you. Though you were waste and desolate, a land of ruins, now you shall be too small for your inhabitants, while those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children whom you had lost shall yet say to you, This place is too small for me. Make room for me to live in. You shall ask yourself, who has borne me these? I was bereft and barren, exiled and repudiated. Who has reared them? I was left alone. Where then do these come from? Thus says the Lord God, see, I will lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples. They shall bring their sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, their princesses your nurses. Bowing to the ground, they shall worship you and lick the dust at your feet. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, and those who hope in me shall never be disappointed. Thus says the Lord, can booty be taken from a warrior, or captives be rescued from a tyrant? Yes, captives can be taken from a warrior, and booty be rescued from a tyrant. Those who oppose you, I will oppose. Your sons, I will save. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with the juice of the grape. All mankind shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Thus says the Lord, where is the bill of divorce with which I dismissed your mother? Or to which of my creditors have I sold you? It was for your sins that you were sold, for your crimes that your mother was dismissed. The word of the Lord.
Could a mother ever forget her infant and not take compassion on the child of her womb?
Even if a mother should forget, I would never forget you, says the Lord.
My father and my mother have neglected me, but you, Lord, have lifted me up.
Even if a mother should forget, I would never forget you, says the Lord.
From a commentary on Luke by Venerable Betty, priest. The Magnificat. Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The Lord has exalted me by a gift so great, so unheard of, that language is useless to describe it, and the depths of love in my heart can scarcely grasp it. I offer, then, all the powers of my soul in praise and thanksgiving. As I contemplate His greatness, which knows no limits, I joyfully surrender my whole life, my senses, my judgment, for my spirit rejoices in the eternal Godhead of that Jesus, that Savior, whom I have conceived in this world of time. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Mary looks back to the beginning of her song, where she said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Only that soul for whom the Lord in His love does great things can proclaim His greatness with fitting praise and encourage those who share her desire and purpose, saying, join with me in proclaiming the greatness of the Lord. Let us extol His name together. Those who know the Lord yet refuse to proclaim His greatness and sanctify His name to the limit of their power will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. His name is called holy because in the sublimity of His unique power, He surpasses every creature and is far removed from all that He has made. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy. In a beautiful phrase, Mary calls Israel the servant of the Lord. The Lord came to His aid to save him. Israel is an obedient and humble servant in the words of Hosea. Israel was a servant, and I loved him. Those who refuse to be humble cannot be saved. they cannot say with the prophet, "See, God comes to my aid. The Lord is the helper of my soul." But anyone who makes himself humble, like a little child, is greater in the kingdom of heaven. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. This does not refer to the physical descendants of Abraham, but to his spiritual children. These are his descendants, sprung not from the flesh only, but who, whether circumcised or not, have followed him in faith. Circumcised as he was, Abraham believed, and this was credited to him as an act of righteousness. The coming of the Savior was promised to Abraham and to his descendants forever. These are the children of promise, to whom it is said, "If you belong to Christ, then you are descendants of Abraham, heirs in accordance with the promise."
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from our
have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.